Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. Diabetes.
Hey, Michael.
It's a field that has changed a lot in terms of medication over the past several years. We're struggling to sort of keep up to date and to understand what really benefits our patients. Today, we're going to talk exclusively about sort of type 2 diabetes. You know, it's characterized by hyperglycemia and insulin resistance and impairment to insulin secretion. The lifetime risk of type 2 diabetes is certainly very high, but our ability to predict and prevent type 2 diabetes in the general population is extremely challenging. People at high risk, including those with impaired fasting glucose, impaired glucose tolerance, obesity, close relatives who might have diabetes, are all members of a group that we might consider high risk. There's also genetic risk factors for diabetes and lifestyles that are consistent with a higher risk of diabetes. And we do our best to intervene and to keep people exercising and lose weight. But we don't really focus very much on the elderly. So what about a person, say someone who's 70 or 75 years old, who meets the criteria for pre-diabetes? What do we know about how many of them move on to develop actual type 2 diabetes? And how aggressive should our treatment be? In other words, do they need to stop eating their morning crumpets with jelly? Mark, you found a poem. It was published in JAMA Internal Medicine 2021. It starts on page 511. It attempts to answer the question, what is the likelihood that older adults with so-called pre-diabetes will develop diabetes over an average of, say, 6 years? Mark, what do we know about this?
Yeah, this was really interesting. Pretty simple study, so there's not that much to talk about, but has, I think, a really useful message. So this study, they found 3,400 community-dwelling participants, including 2,482 who had either a glycated hemoglobin, an A1C of 5.7 to 6.4%, or a fasting glucose between 100 and 125, or both. The average age was about 75 years. And they followed them for 6.5 years, like you said. There was about 27% attrition, so that's one limitation. But at the end of that time, only 9% who had an elevated A1C progressed to frank diabetes, so about 1 in 11. During the same period, another 13% actually regressed to normal glycemia with an A1C less than 5.7%. If you looked at those who had an initially elevated fasting glucose, again, only 8% developed diabetes, but 44% returned to normal glycemia. That compares with 3% of patients with normal glycemia at the start who developed diabetes. So there was a little bit of an increased risk of diabetes in those with the, quote, pre-diabetes definition, but it's hardly inevitable, and it's actually quite a low risk. So pre-diabetes is a risk factor for a risk factor or not, right? It's older patients generally will not progress to diabetes. They will either, over an average of 6.5 years, stay at these pre-diabetic levels or revert to normal levels in most cases. So if someone makes it to their mid-70s without being diagnosed with diabetes, it's unlikely to occur.
Right. So the way I'm interpreting what you're teaching us is that it really, given the lifestyle changes that may be radical, patients should perhaps be offered and encouraged to live a healthier lifestyle, but this isn't worth wrestling them to the mat to get them to change, given the low likelihood of progression.
Yeah, don't freak out. I mean, basically, an older patient, somebody, you know, over 70, just if they're in that pre-diabetic range, you know, maybe recheck it, encourage them to exercise, talk about healthy diet, but don't freak out.
Sounds very reasonable. Thanks, Mark. I will talk in a week.
Okay.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.